It's the last week of the preseason. As a veteran, have you already turned your attention to the opener?
Of course. I mean, right now, we're pretty much getting ready to start, you know, game planning towards Philadelphia and kind of like slowly putting in, implement things that they do as far as the offense and getting ready for those guys. So,
you ready for the preseason to be over?
In a way, you know, football is finally back, and you know, you always get that first game out the way, and it starts going into your little, you know, routine. But you know, once the preseason out the way, man, things start to flow a lot better. Get off the training camp schedule, which is a lot better. So, you know, I think that's the most part I really be looking forward to get done with.
There were plenty of moments where there were both highs and lows during the preseason. Where do you think you are as a defense?
I think right now we're just in the middle. We're still getting better. We started getting our vibe and started getting our camaraderie. You can see it on the field, guys. Like I said before, communicating, talking more. And, you know, we held down the defense as far as running the game, passing game. Everybody's taking care of their job, doing it, understanding their job. So right now I think we're at the middle part, you know, where everybody's just still trying to get to that point where we can actually just lock it down completely and be perfect.
Right, last week, Roy Miller told me you guys were built to stop the run. Will you stop the run this year?
That is our game plan. That's our goal. That's what we're going to do, and that's our mindset. Every day in practice, either we're going to stop the run, work on the pass, and get our rushing cover going. But right now, our main focus is always going to be stopping the run first.
The 86-yard touchdown in Detroit was a misfit. How do you avoid misfits in the run game?
You know, it's just pretty much everybody doing their job. And on that area, it's really a good learning lesson for us. As we talked today and over in the meeting, you know, we got to trust that, you know, our guy Red Byron's going to be in his gap, like he said today this morning. He's going to be in his gap, and Sip has to trust that. And it's just some things you have to get a learning experience on. That was right there. Was a very good teaching tape to show what can happen if you do this, and if next time we're in that situation, how should we play it? And that really helped us out.